The first I seen or heard was that there was a report from the one big Coast Guard area where a lady was rescued, and the helicopter landed out at the Letterkenny airport field and was then transferred to an ambulance to be taken into hospital. And so I just made a few inquiries, and I've heard since that the airport after the helipad at the hospital after health and safety audit deemed it unsuitable, and there was a number of deficiencies, and ever since the helicopter now has been having to land out at what we know locally as Stevenson's Field, and the patients transferred to the hospital. So I find that quite alarming, to be honest, that there wasn't always safety checks and audits done regularly to maintain the standards that's needed for helicopters to land at the helipad. So making some inquiries now to the hospital to see when normal service can be resumed.
Yeah, because I suppose like questions at this point really need to be asked as to why this was allowed to happen.
Yeah, and is there people at the hospital who are trained and proficient and attending this type of work and activity, and to ensure that everything is working properly and that helicopters can come and go. I know anybody who's been living around the hospital would have noticed this last couple of weeks that there wasn't that much helicopter activity, which is a good thing in many ways. But then when you see reports that the helicopters having to land out at Stevenson Field and transfer patients into the hospital, it's worrying, especially then when you hear that a health and safety audit was carried out and that there was some discrepancies in attention to some equipment, etc. there.
And it goes without saying that patients arriving via helicopter to Letterkenny University Hospital, it's a serious state of affairs when that happens, and time, naturally enough, is key. If they're landing on the outskirts of Letterkenny and having to travel via ambulance then to the hospital, precious time is being wasted there.
Yeah, and that's the worrying aspect of it all. And indeed, patients who maybe have to be emergently lifted and transferred to hospitals in Dublin or Galway, it's another worry. I've no doubt the hospital is coping and dealing with this in the best way they can. But I think what it needs is that, you know, that some sort of framework of, you know, work practice is put in place, that there's regular checkups, and that we're not depending on a safety audit every now and then to ensure the helipad complies with all health and safety rules and ensures a safe landing and takeoff for the emergency helicopter, the 118. So look, I'm hoping now that, as I say, the hospital, what I'm hearing is that they are now carrying out the necessary works, and hopefully the pad will be back in service again shortly. But it's just worrying, as you say. We all know what traffic can be at Letterkenny at times, at peak times especially, and you would like that if there's an emergency helicopter being used to transfer a patient, that they could land directly at the hospital, and as you say, patients receive the treatment that they need as speedily as possible.